I've got the food. Dee's got the beer. It's time to feed the resistance. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. We're getting ready for the big holiday.
I know.
We're like less than a week away from Thanksgiving Day.
I know, totally.
I can't believe it. You know who is a big, big, big fan of Thanksgiving?
Who?
Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, sure.
Does not seem like him at all.
It seems like he would buck the system and hate Thanksgiving.
Right, exactly. But he was a big fan of Thanksgiving. In fact, he dedicates an entire chapter in his cookbook, Appetites, to Thanksgiving.
All right.
And he lays out a three-day Thanksgiving strategy. Would you like to hear Anthony Bourdain's three-day Thanksgiving strategy? Starts with day one. Buy everything.
Yeah.
Organize it all. Cross-check with all your recipes to make sure you have everything, and then go out and get the stuff you forgot, right? Make your stock, and then leave your bread out to go stale so you have that for your stuffing.
Yeah, for sure.
Day two, turn the turkey stock into turkey sauce, or if you must, gravy.
If you must.
Make your stuffing with that stale bread.
Mm-hmm.
Make your cranberry relish, and that's what we're making today is cranberry relish, and prep your sides.
Okay.
Then day three, and this is where it gets really good, and this is where he gets really, really obsessive. Roast your small stunt turkey. This is the pretty one that will be on display for all to see.
Okay.
Finish up all your sides and your stuffing. Roast your business turkey. This is the one that you're going to carve up and serve to your guests. So you're going to have one that's all pretty for them to look at.
Oh, my.
And another one that you're actually going to serve to them. Finally, put your stunt turkey out on display for everyone to see. It should be artfully garnished.
Right.
Once everyone's had a chance to see it, take that one back into the kitchen as if you're going to carve it. But don't carve that one.
No.
You carve the business turkey.
Uh-huh.
And you do that in the privacy of your kitchen so no one sees you doing that.
Your friends sound like dicks.
Not my friends. Those are Anthony, or those were Anthony Bourdain's friends. But yeah, you're not wrong there. The chapter on Thanksgiving goes into like everything from the turkey to the side dishes, creamed pearl onions, mashed potatoes. It's got everything in here, including a cranberry relish.
Yeah.
That is the simplest cranberry relish ever in the history of the world, and it's delicious. The kids will love making it with you. If
good.
You've got kids, it's just fun to make. It's so simple. It's one large orange, 12 ounces of fresh cranberries, and 1 cup of sugar. And he says, yes, that seems like a lot of sugar, but it's Thanksgiving, so do it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you take all that, you wash the orange real good, chop up the orange, skin and all, throw it in the food processor along with the rest of the ingredients, and process it, and you're done.
Perfect. That does sound really easy.
It's super simple. It's got a great sweetness to it.
I mean, the smell was even.
Yeah. As soon as I opened that up, you could smell it.
Yeah, 100%. For a beer pairing for this, there you could go several different ways. So you could do like a Belgian wheat beer. That would be really good.
Oh, yeah.
Also with it, like if you did a Blue Moon because of the orange and the coriander and the Blue Moon.
Oh, sure.
That would be fantastic. But since it's holidays, the Shiner Holiday Cheer, I thought would be a good match, too, because of the pecans and the peachy taste. It'll be nice fruitiness to go with.
And that just happens to be our Tap That Beer of the Week this week. So it works out really nicely, doesn't it?
Totally. I didn't have to go buy a beer, Pat.
I love when that happens. So let's try these together.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah. And dirty little secret here. We're eating leftovers. Literally from last year's Thanksgiving.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's been in the freezer since last year.
No way! I never would have known.
That's what was left over. So that was my experiment to see if it actually keeps in the freezer.
And it does.
And it does.
And we're also just eating straight up cranberry sauce. And it's good.
Right. Yeah. Being I didn't fix an entire Thanksgiving dinner here.
Right.
Yeah, we're just doing the leftovers, just the cranberry sauce. So, and it tastes good. You're right.
I really like the combination of all these flavors together when you have it with the Shiner Holiday Cheer. Cranberry and peach is a great combination anyway, but adding in the pecans and then the roasty maltiness of the beer is just fantastic.
The pecan flavor in that beer, I think, can go with just so much stuff through the holiday season.
Oh, totally.
I mean, clearly, your pecan pie at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Or your pumpkin pie.
Without
a
doubt. It's
going to go great with that. So.
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, if you like those side dishes that you have, the pistachio salad or the ambrosia, all that stuff, it'll go wonderful with.
Perfect.
Love
all
it.
Right. I love it. With a little nod to Anthony Bourdain.
Yes.
And his love of Thanksgiving. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.